lineup and give Alex Thalen a chance to tack on another point here with the PAT.
Lehman is your center, and the kick from Thalen is up, and it is good. The point after is good, and it's now 14-0. Pahuam Westphalia leads the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers with 43 seconds before the first half is over, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Alex Thalen sends this one deep, and it comes and rolls into the end zone. And Troy Chapel is going to be called for the touchback. So Lakers will start this drive at the 20-yard line with 43 seconds left in this first half. They trail 14-0 to Pahuam Westphalia.
Yeah, Joe, don't try to catch that, young man. Let that ball go over your head and get out of the play there. So take over at your own 20-yard line. No harm, no done. No harm, no foul there. Save some clock. But 80 yards to pay dirt. It's been a tall order against this defense. Pahuam Westphalia. These Pirates have been all over the field, not allowing any big plays. Lakers looking for one right now to try and get on the board here before the half and try to get some momentum into this home crowd.
Wisner still under center. He rolls and has to let this one fly, and he's brought in by Taylor Cady in the backfield, and he's brought down for a loss of maybe 2 yards, brought down by Jared Thalen on that front line. A loss of yards, second down and 11, and looks like we have a timeout called by Lakers with 36 seconds left. Dave Hansen, what are they setting up here?
I like that play there first, Clark. They set up what looked like a screen pass to the right, and Pahuamo had it covered completely, and Taylor Cady actually comes back across the middle of the field underneath the pass rush, and if 62 isn't holding his ground, Jared Thalen, there's a lot of running room. It's a very creative play call, but the very disciplined defense of Pahuam Westphalia holding their ground, not following the football too much and losing where they're at on the field. But again, Coach Verberg here is trying to keep his offense in it here. He says, hey, listen, you know, we've given up 2 touchdowns. We expected that. We got to get one of our own. If we want to win this game, we got to score first, and we need a play here. So he's just making sure everybody's on the same page. He's going to set up a play that he really feels comfortable with that can get them a nice gain. He's thinking, get the first down, and then we'll think about scoring. You need a reset of downs here because that blast play went for a loss of one, and he can't afford another play like that.
Deckerville trails Bellevue 12-8 with 9 minutes left in that second quarter. Deckerville scored first, but Bellevue now with 2 straight scores. Wisner in the shotgun by himself, throws to the near sideline, and it can't be brought in by Taylor Cady, who had defenders all over him anyway. Second down 11, stops the clock with 32 seconds left, trailing 14-0.
Cameron Worth in coverage there. Taylor Cady with the drop pass. It was in his hands, but again, he heard footsteps, was trying to make a move and catch the ball at the same time. No such luck. It hits the turf, and then third down and long for Lakers coming up.
Third down 11 for Wisner and the Lakers from their own 18 to maybe 19-yard line. First down markers at the 30. Receiver in motion, Preston Warren to the near sideline, throws to his seam. He has the first down. That's Adam LeGault to the 40. Finally brought down to the 43-yard line, and they're going to mark him down to the 44-yard line. The conversion on third down 11 from the 19 to the 44. Move the chains. Clock stops momentarily with 26 seconds left.
That Peyton Heckman, number 6 in coverage over there, makes the tackle. He was a little late, though. That Lakers have had that pass play a couple times now. A similar route has beaten the zone defense of Pahuam Westphalia.
And Wisner throws again to Adam LeGault, and this one may be intercepted at midfield. No word yet from the officials, and the back judge is saying it was complete and an interception by Towama Westphalia.
They're going to say Adam Legault caught that pass off the deflection.
Okay,
Clark.
All right, we'll take.
It looked like the ball deflected off Towama Westphalia and come down behind them, and Adam Legault was able to catch it on their backs. Very unique play, a heads-up play by Adam Legault for a six-yard completion.
And Lakers calls their second timeout of this first half with a second and four in front of them with 13 seconds left in the first half. They trail Towama Westphalia 14-0 in the regional championship in Division 7 of the MHSA playoffs.
Lakers finding a little breathing room here. I'm not sure if this pass defense is playing a little loosely or not, but Brennan Wisner is able to find a couple receivers on this series here, and it may be something that they want to consider in the second half. A little more pass, a little less run. But nonetheless here, they've crossed midfield. They're in Towama Westphalia territory. Not a lot of time left, maybe just one timeout left. So they can still use the middle of the field if they get an open receiver, especially if they can hit somebody on the run and get a big gain of 15 or 20 yards.
Receiver wide to the right, that is Jay Kretschmer. Wisner is under center. And now he goes back to the shotgun. Double wing offense. Second down and four. Preston Warren in motion to the near sideline. Throws downfield to Adam Legault. And this one's incomplete at the 35-yard line in coverage. That was number eight, Jimmy Lehman, defensive number six, that's Peyton Heckman. And stops the clock with 9 seconds left in this first half.
Yeah, that's Peyton Heckman's side of the field there. Again, they've really kind of spread out their defensive backs in layers in the defensive secondary. Right now, they have two deep safeties. They're not taking any chances of one-on-one coverage. Probably watch the tape, the film of last week, where Cass City got burned on those deep pass plays. Again, you see these linebackers backing up. You get two deep safeties. They're all the way back at the 30-yard line, Clark, 20 yards down the field.
Preston Warren gets the pitch to the right, now throws it downfield, and there's no receiver away. And it's intercepted by Towama Westphalia's number 25, and he's brought down with authority by number 60, Mitchell Schutte. The center plowed him down, and that was Evan Thalen bringing it in out of the secondary. So that is how the first half will end. 14-0, Towama Westphalia leading the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers right here on the WNW Sports Network.
Countryside Sales and Service of Sewing knows you'll be farming and trucking into the late 9 hours. Well, their shop and parts department will still be open, too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, you can call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up and get rolling fast. Their diesel pump and backup are working. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without showers. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Announcing Ram Truck Clearance Month at Moore Motors in Carroll.
Denny King here, and do I have some deals on the award-winning Ram this month. How about a 17 Laramie 1-ton crew cab with the Cummins diesel and the Eisen transmission? This workhorse has 385 horse and 900 foot-pounds of torque. We've got several 17 clearance half-ton crew cab 4x4 Rams starting at under $35,000. So give us a call, stop on in, or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon.